In late 2019, the Department of Home Affairs announced a new 2020 cybersecurity strategy, gearing up to protect Australian interests from rapidly changing cyber threats in a cyber threat environment. With many jobs, especially in tourism and travel, on the line, growing job demand in the cybersecurity industry might offer some relief for those unemployed. Following recent developments regarding online security breaches in Australia and overseas, what is the relevance of cybersecurity in our current situation? Alfred Cho spoke with Andrew Campbell, Executive Director at the Institute of Data.
Cybersecurity is hugely relevant right now for everyone in business, especially. That's why at the Institute of Data, we're working in partnership with universities to train the cybersecurity professionals of the future.
What would a career in this field entail?
Cybersecurity is a really exciting career. It involves ensuring that organisations are safe and protected from the potential threats that are out there. It involves education for the staff members and team members of organisations, incident reporting, and risk mitigation as well.
What sort of individuals do you think would be best fit for cybersecurity jobs, and what kind of skills are expected from people working in the industry?
Good question. At the Institute of Data, we train people from a variety of backgrounds to work in cybersecurity and data science as well. And we see a lot of transferable skills. At the moment, a lot of people are coming from the travel industry, hospitality and tourism, and we even have scholarship options available for folks that have been impacted by COVID-19 and come from the travel sector. Those folks have a lot of highly transferable skills that can be brought across into cybersecurity. You just need to unpack what folks have done in their career and help them to realise that they can have a really successful career in cybersecurity as well.
Why specifically did you mention the tourism industry?
Well, the tourism industry has been significantly impacted by COVID-19, and there are a lot of folks out there, very talented people with a wealth of commercial and corporate experience, that currently are questioning their career future. So right. many of those people make great data scientists, and we're enrolling folks from the travel industry into our most recent data science and artificial intelligence program right now.
Do you see any other industries working well with the cybersecurity industry?
Yes, we do. We're training a lot of finance and accounting professionals in cybersecurity and data science. That's a big area right now. And people have been impacted across the board, so we do have general scholarships available for people that have been financially impacted by COVID-19.
The Australian Department of Home Affairs has said that the cyber landscape is shifting and evolving dramatically. As such a rapidly changing industry, how do you see this affecting the cybersecurity industry and the stability of jobs within it?
Well, the jobs are only going to grow in cybersecurity and data science. The real challenge is making sure that what we're training people for is current. The dynamic nature of the information and data industry means that skills are constantly changing.
So could you point to anything showing us the long-term need for the cybersecurity industry? Particularly, we saw in late 2018, we had the ANU data breach, and upcoming, we have the UK cybersecurity reviews. Will a shift in labour resources towards this industry provide any relief towards growing security breaches?
I think there's a long way to go before we get to the point where there is relief. At the moment, it's just an escalating war. I mean, corporations, government organisations can't keep up with the new threats that are emerging. So a lot of work needs to be done. But once we get to the point in perhaps 5 years where we have enough people to service the demand from corporations and governments, it might be a different story, but we've got a long way to go yet.
Right, so you're kind of talking about a long-term need for cybersecurity. realistically, what would be the actual capacity of this industry to take in workers? How large do you see it becoming?
Well, once it's not just cybersecurity, we're talking about information. So the first step is to make everything secure. The second step is to use the data that we have to achieve competitive advantage, to create new products, to increase efficiency. That's where there's so much opportunity, and that's the sort of data science and AI field. But the critical threat, the critical issue right now is cybersecurity, but there's really so much more opportunity on top of that. And the macro trend that we're talking about here is the internet. It's not going away anytime soon, and we use it more and more every day. Look at COVID-19, that the increase in data consumption was enormous. People that were stretching the limits of our national broadband network. We need a bigger one. So it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
What would you recommend for people looking to join the industry to look to first if they wanted to maybe think about joining the cybersecurity industry?
We're also offering scholarships to folks as well to mitigate the financial hardships that have come along through COVID-19. Based on financial hardship,
You have been mentioning kind of the future of cybersecurity. Just before we finished, where do you see the cybersecurity industry going in the next few years?
Well, the Institute of Data is a professional network in cybersecurity and data science, and our membership base is growing rapidly, and we're professionalizing the industry as well. So we see the future of this area of work as being really exciting, and frankly, the people that are driving the cybersecurity and data science agendas within organisations are just becoming increasingly important. That's where decision making, it's sort of becoming the centre of decision making in every organisation. So we see the future of cyber and data as impacting every type of role and every type of function within corporations and government. So it's a great time for people to upskill and train in this area.
Andrew Campbell, Executive Director at the Institute of Data, speaking with Alfred Cho there about the developments in the cybersecurity industry.